Charlie from Goldfinger. You're listening to Kick FM. Off.
Kick FM.
Kick FM.
Yeah, you're in the middle. This is coming from the end now of the Slam Dunk Festival.
Yeah.
You did a massive gig in London.
Mm-hmm. Hatfield.
Hatfield. Cool.
And before that, Leeds.
Cool. So how's it been going? How's it?
Killer. It's great. England f***ing rules. I mean, we love it here.
What's it been like touring with these amazing people?
They suck. They're terrible. They're assholes. They can't play. Less than Jake lip sync. They're not even really playing. They're like a boy band. No, they're all great. Annie Flagg, we've never played with them before. It's been a great opportunity. You know, we have an easy life. We're very blessed doing what we do. And you know what? The thing about being around as long as we have is that we're f***ing grown-ups. And what that means is, and so are Less Than Jake, and so are Anti-Flag, and that means that you kind of appreciate what you have. Bands that run around complaining about and everything and throwing temper tantrums and like, they're just, they're children is what they are. You know what I mean? And I've done my share of it. I've kicked a few windows in and thrown chairs and beat people up that didn't deserve it, you know, but I'm 40 now.
Your last album was out in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be expecting some new stuff very soon?
We're talking about doing a record in August.
Okay.
You know, like, I kind of want our ska to sound like Lily Allen. And then I want our punk to sound like the end of the world. I don't know why, I've just decided now that, like, you know what I mean, I want our to sound like Lamb of God or something.
That's great. So who's the last band you paid to see?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Well, actually, I didn't pay. A friend of mine bought tickets and took both of us.
So everyone's a Gaga fan.
She's bad as bitch around.
Is that someone who you'd like to work with maybe in the future if you could?
Right now, I would walk to Heathrow to get on a plane to go start rehearsals with her if I could be her guitar player. I love Rihanna's record. I love Bruno Mars, and the reason is after listening my whole f***ing life to the Misfits and Elvis Costello and Slayer. And all this quote-unquote, in the Clash, and quote-unquote, good music, or, you know what I mean? It's kind of fun to listen to shit that I have no idea, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's all completely new and fresh to me. I can listen to a Clash song and immediately know what they're going to do, and I already know how to play it, you know what I mean? I hear Rihanna or somebody like that, Beyonce, I have no fucking idea how they make that music. So I can listen to it like a kid listens to music. Like, just, it's just something that sounds cool. You know what I mean? And people can say, oh, pop shit. I don't give a you know what I mean? I like it.
Kick FM.
For more info on Kick FM, what we do when we do it, and how you can do it, log on to www.kicfm.com.
87.7.
Kick FM.